Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. It has been one heck of a day. Been traveling most of the day, and I had to do something that, you know, when I travel, I usually just keep going until I've hit my destination. But this time, I had to literally rest. You know, I could only go so far. I just need to rest, and I just need to just absorb the energy of where I am right now. And it's been pretty awesome to absorb the energy. And I'm happy to be on the show tonight. We've gotten so many calls in the office for people investing. I mean, people are really jumping on board, and they are calling and making their investments for $1 a share in Punch TV Studios like it's nobody's business. I mean, it is just wicked. I mean, just completely and totally wicked to see the people respond to the Punch TV Studios IPO, and you're able to be a part of it for only $1 a share, and you're able to purchase our stock before we begin trading on Wall Street. Before we begin doing everything that we're doing, you're able to trade the stock. And I think it's completely and just totally, you're not trading the stock, you're able to purchase the stock. And after we close out the IPO, we'll be able to trade. We're going to get our stock certificate number, which is everybody's like, what's your stock symbol? What's your stock symbol? But once we begin, or just slightly before we begin trading, we're going to get our stock symbol. And that's going to be really, really good. And the stock symbol is typically about four letters that you get when you become a public company. We're already public, so, you know, people keep asking us, but when are you going public, when are you going public? We're actually already public, but in being public now, but we're not trading yet. We're not trading on any platform yet. We've already more than met the qualifications to trade on the OTCQB. So we definitely will be traded on the platform. However, it is my objective when we actually start trading to hopefully open on the NASDAQ. And my objective right now is to get our company to open on the NASDAQ, which is going to be completely and totally awesome. And it's just wonderful. It's just totally and completely wonderful. Before we go any further, let's say hello to the most awesome and delightful young co-host who does the show with me and engineers it for me every night, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. Let's give a big round of applause for our co-host, the Sharifa.
Thank you, Mr. Collins, for that wonderful
introduction. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. I'm excited about it, about this show. It's Friday. I feel good. I feel real good.
Now, what happened in your world today? I've been traveling most of the day. So, but tell me what happened in your world today.
All I can tell you is that the phone is ringing off the hook. What Punch TV Studios is doing is just miraculous. And the reason I say that is because you went directly to the community. And, you know, being in marketing and public relations and that side of the company, I am not really used to speaking directly with the public. You know, I speak with the journalists and the media outlets and that kind of thing. But then when I get phone calls from just people who heard about Punch TV and friends and family and everyone, they're like, you know, I want to be a part of it. Tell me about it. And I just get to talk to them. It's wonderful. It's something aside that I really hadn't expected.
You didn't really expect it. I kind of expected it. I
didn't
tell you,
expect
I
to speak to them.
I expected it for the company.
I expected it for the company.
No, I really expected it for you. I really expected that.
Oh, you
to
did?
I did. There was no doubt in my mind. There was no doubt in my mind.
That the people were going to call me, say, hey, Sharifa, what is going on with this company?
There was never any doubt in my mind that was going to take place. Not even the slightest inkling that was not going. I knew that was going to happen.
Okay,
that's
why you are Mr. Collins. You are Mr. Collins. That's right.
Well, you know, it's hard out here. You know, sometimes to do what we do. And we make it look so easy. People have no idea how difficult this particular job is. They have no idea. But we make it look so easy. And I think that's cool. I think that's got to be part of the cool factor as to how easy we make it look.
So, so
I was talking when we started about our stock symbol, and you get four letters. You get four letters, and when you apply for your four letters, you're going to start trading, right? So you get four letters to utilize as your stock symbol. And I was wondering, what four letters do you think we should utilize as the Punch TV stock symbol when we get it, when we start applying for it?
PTVS.
What is that? PTVS. Now, why that?
I like
had something else in mind, but... Okay, you like that.
Because the Punch TV Studios, PTVS.
Right. I was thinking of calling it NABU, Nabuki. Do you think that would work?
And now for a commercial break.
Not yet. But I've been really thinking a lot about it now, because that's the direction that we're heading in right now, is that we're going to be getting our stock symbol soon. And a lot of people have already been asking, because I know a lot of people, they don't really understand the process of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't really understand what the process of going public is. So they don't know, you know, what that's like or what that's about. So sometimes we put things ahead of things, and so they don't typically know that in most cases, when a company goes public, the stock is already pretty much sold out before it even goes public. And so once the stock is sold to and typically it's sold to the investment bankers. And once the investment banker has the stock, what they do is that they have it. What they do is then they buy it up, and then they set the opening price of the stock. And not only do they set the opening price of the stock, they buy up the stock. So when you purchase your stock, you're not actually buying an IPO if you get that point. The investment banker would have bought the IPO, and what you're buying is the investment banker selling you his shares that he bought during the IPO. And I don't think a lot of people really get that or understand that. And so I've really spent a lot of time and things really educating a lot of people on this process. And so it's pretty interesting in the process. Now, did you understand what I just explained?
Absolutely.
Really? You really got it.
I got it.
You really got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it because
I had it.
What do you mean?
You know, that you have explained it to me so many times that it's like marketing. Sometimes you have to just keep repeating your message over and over and over again. And sometimes mm-hmm. people won't get it the first time or the second time. But just like when you explained it to me, at some point there was this light that went on where I was just like, oh, wow. So basically, I get to get in before the party starts. Now I get it.
Well, no. The party's already started. You get to get in before all the guests arrive. That's that's a better analogy.
The guests come when the party starts. So
you get to get in before all the guests arrive.
Okay.
And in essence, that's what we're doing. And that's what's so cool about this. This is what's really so cool.
That is so amazing. So
now what
do
you think
do?
About this thing that's kind of going around now on the internet? Where people are, maybe there's something, we're kind of going viral on the Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like really loving this on what's going on Facebook. And we're kind of really like pushing out the whole Facebook message. And people are like, wow, this is so amazing. It's absolutely amazing. What do you think about the whole Facebook phenomenon that's happening for Punch right now? Social media phenomenon.
Right. I think that it's like when President Obama, you know, when he initially ran as senator, you know, by utilizing social media to get your message directly to the people. And that's exactly what you're doing. You don't have to go to a brokerage firm or to anyone outside party. You can go directly to the people and say, hey, this is what's going on. And what's really making it viral is that those same people that you're speaking to directly are now just sharing it with their friends. And not only are people sharing the message, they're becoming a part of, you know, the community. Just like when people join us on the Punch Bowl, it's like once they call once, then they get excited. They want to come back because they're a part of something, and I think that's what's amazing. So now not only are people sharing the message, but they're tagging their friends, and they're saying, hey, have you heard of this? Hey, have you heard of this? Hey, check this out. And people are saying, you know what? I just saw that commercial. I just heard that radio show. I was just about to check that out. So that's what's making it viral.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
All of these conversations are going on.
I knew that was going to happen, though. Like, you knew my phone was going to ring. I knew you were going to go viral. That's why I'm here. I knew that was going to happen.
I kind of thought we were going to go viral at some point, but I didn't know it would be like this article that was written by the blacknews.com that would cause us to go viral. That part, you know, we do so many interviews and we do so many press releases and we talk to so much media all the time. You just never know what's going to really connect with people. And that's really what's, like, really got me going. I'm like, wow, you know, you just don't know what's going to connect. And we are really right now connecting with the urban community, and it is completely awesome. So let's take a quick break right now. We're going to come back, and we have a – I think we have a phenomenal publicist on the line. That's what I mean. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back and introduce our special guest tonight.
C CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
And we are back. It's a pretty phenomenal date. Now, I want to ask, Sharif, are you with me right there? I want to ask you one more question.
I'm right here.
Well, I want to ask you this one more question before we introduce our guest. And I'm so happy to have this phenomenal guest on the line. But let me ask you one more question. What do you think about this thing that's kind of going through the internet a little bit right now? And this is what somebody said. This did not come from me. But I'm really just like, I've been really just getting consensus on it, where people are saying that I am the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street. What is that? What do you think about that? You know, I know we kind of delved into it a little bit on another show, but just let's talk about that for a second. What's your take on that?
I mean, I would definitely agree. You are providing an opportunity for people to develop wealth. That's something that changes a condition of a people. So when they refer to Martin Luther King Jr., he had the ability to change the minds of the people, to get the people to move, to get the people to take action. So when you talk about a movement or you talk about something going viral, that's what it is. It's a band of people who are coming on board to help you achieve your dream. So it's your dream that's making this possible for everyone.
And I think that's just so cool. One guy once told me, he says, Joseph, I said, yeah. He says, you have to have a vision that's so big until other people's dreams get accomplished in your vision. And I was like, wow, what a heck of a thing. And so I've always tried to really just dream big. You know, I've always tried to do things on just another level. And in doing that, you know, it's just amazing the things that come together with that, and the things that happen with that, and the things that are just, you know, just are created by that. And I was like, wow, you know, it's just amazing to me. You know, that part is completely, totally amazing to me. And I'm excited about that. I'm really, really excited about it. I don't know how quite to take that yet.
We're going to keep asking. You know, that's what we're going to do.
We're going to just keep asking the question. What does it mean? Right. You know, like, what does that mean to you? You know, Joseph Collins, the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street. That's, like, huge. I mean, it just sounds good, for one. I like that part of it. But, you know, just to think of the capacity of what he did and then kind of comparing that to what's happening with Punch TV Studios and what we're doing in the world of Wall Street. That's amazing. Completely amazing.
I would definitely agree. Agree.
We need to bring a publicist on right now, and we should ask a publicist their opinion of that statement. and just see how they would spin a story like that. You know, I wish we had a publicist in the house.
Well, we definitely have Miss Elvira Guzman, who is not only can do a kick butt PR campaign, but she's a brand strategist, author, and talk show host. I think you should ask her and get her opinion. What do you think about that, Elvira?
Hey, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And what I would have to say is, first, I think that it's a tremendous honor that you're being mentioned in the same light as Dr. Martin Luther King. Second, I think that that lets you know that you're going in the right direction. And third, I think that that gives you more motivation to keep going despite any obstacles that you may be facing now.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so cool. That what you're saying right now, I really agree with that. I really agree with that. So tell us a little bit about what you do and what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight.
Great. Well, currently I'm an author. I develop TV shows. I develop films. I develop seminars, award shows. I help celebrities with their brands. They might come to me and want to meet with me because they're nervous about a big potential role. But what I do in that meeting is much more than that. I help them develop a 6-month plan, a 1-year plan, a 5-year, a 10-year. And more than that, I help them discover what their true purpose is so that they could truly have success in Hollywood.
Wow. Now how does that work? Like, so I'm an actor and I come to you and I say, help. Help me, Elvira, help me, please. And I say that to you. And then what's step one? Like, what happens first?
Step one is I do a general. I need to figure out where the potential client is in order for me to know what it is that they need in order for me to get them where they need to go. Typically, by the time people have heard of me is because they're at a high level, because I've only had high-level clients like Steve Harvey, Music Soul Child, Roy Jones Jr., Lionsgate, Code of Black Films. So I'm not dealing with people who are just starting out in the industry. I'm dealing with people who are typically at a 7 or 8, but they need that extra boost to either get that extra revenue to now go from a actor to be a film creator, or from going to from an author to now creating expos or seminars all over the world. So I'm more in that realm. So when they ask me for my help, I sit down with them and we create a plan. And whether that plan is 5 years or 10 years, I make sure that all of my clients achieve their dreams.
That is so wonderful. I mean, that's just like really awesome. And then when people come to you, what do you discover is like their number one issue? Like what is their, like the issue that like kind of trends through all of your customers, what is that issue?
It's always themselves. Either someone has told them along the way in their journey that they weren't good enough, or they told themselves. It's always them. So my number one job is to make them feel like they're good enough. And once they're good enough, they're going to perform at a different level. And for me, it's all about energy. So once I get my clients to feel that way, they attract opportunities, and all I have to do at that point is to just coordinate it. And for me, that's when it becomes simple. The hardest part for me is to get a client from being negative to be positive, because I could do my job at the best of my ability. But if they're thinking negatively, I'm not going to be able to get them big time deals. They have to cooperate and do their part.
Wow. Amazing. Now tell us about this book you wrote. What's the name and the thing of the book?
Sure. Well, this current book is called Purpose, Awaken and Succeed. And this book took me 4 years of research and 1 month of intense writing and editing. And I researched some of the top entrepreneurs that are alive and dead, people like Napoleon Hill, Dr. Wayne Dyer, some of my mentors like Steve Harvey and the owner of Metro PCS that I've had the ability to sit down at many dinners with. And so I've always felt privileged since the age of 18. God has put millionaires in my life that will teach me the way to success. And I also went to USC, and I have several degrees. And so I realized that what I was being taught at a top university versus what I was being taught by a millionaire mentor who never went to college was much more valuable. I learned then that I needed to create a book to teach people what was missing in between.
Wow, So tell us about, I'm so excited about this right now. I'm really excited. You've got me here. Okay, so tell me, like, what are the chapters in your book consist of?
Sure. Well, some of the chapters in my book are how to speak to God. There's a chapter on energy. There's a chapter on purpose. There's a chapter on how life works. There's a chapter on how to create your blueprint. There's a chapter on the basics. For instance, every obstacle in your life is not intended to hurt you. It's either intended to make you grow or to redirect you. God never wants to hurt us. A lot of people think that when they're having a divorce or when they had a car accident, that this was the worst thing in their life. When truly, God just wanted to either get you away from that person to get you someone better, or God wanted to give you that insurance money in order to finally start your small business. So if we were to just redirect the way that we see life, we were to be able to see all of the blessings that God is putting in our life daily.
Wow, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what are you working on next? What's next in your career? What's next in your...
working on this book. I just released the book for pre-sale yesterday, and to my surprise, we sold out the first 100 copies that I expected to take 30 days within the first day. And we're going to be having the books starting to be sold in Amazon's January 1st. They're going to be in stores January 11th. I'm going to be doing lectures at USC, UCLA. I'm going to be doing a book tour in Mexico because I'm also getting it translated to Mexico, and I'm going to 3 cities there. So I have a lot on my plate right now, and I'm very, very fortunate. Eventually, I plan to turn this book into a movie where the movie would consist of people who are working in their jobs. Let's just say that they're a mechanic, or that they're someone who works for the post office, or someone that works for corporate America, and they hate their job because they're really intended to be a musician or a writer or a radio host, but they were never given the opportunity. And now that they read the book, now they want to fulfill their purpose. So I want to create a book like that so that I can encourage people to truly do what's in their heart versus what their community and parents say is correct to do.
Right, and that is so important. That is so important. Congratulations on selling your books out just like that. We would love to have your book for sale on our website, Nabuki. I don't know if you would consider posting your book on Nabuki for sale. We'd love to help you promote it and get it out there to the community, and so that people will know where to find it and utilize it. I would be like really honored to have your book on there and see if we can help you sell it. I think that's awesome. I think more people breaking through. It's so difficult sometimes because we're caught in the same bucket all the time. And so when you're trying to break through and you're caught in a bucket, it becomes very difficult to break through. And a lot of the times the breakthrough is within ourselves, not necessarily within anything else going on around us. It's just within ourselves. And we have to believe in ourselves and empower ourselves. And that's what we're doing with the IPO, with Punch TV Studios IPO, is that we are empowering the community to be able to deal with their finances and be able to really push their lives to another level. And that's so important. I think it's so important. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And Elvira, hang on the line with us for a minute. We want to get some closing final words from you. Would that be okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after this commercial break with more from super publicist Elvira.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310 310- 410-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
So we're back, and I wanted to get some, I'm really excited about this book. It seems like it's going to help.
As a filmmaker.
It seems like it's going to help a lot of people there, and so I'm really excited about your book, and I'm really excited that it took the courage to write a book of such gravity. When did you start? You know, I know you said you started 4 years ago. But what was the thing that clicked in your mind that said, I'm going to write this book?
Well, it actually started much before 4 years ago. Since the age of seven, I was raised in a spiritual store that my parents owned, and I didn't want to be home to be raised by the nanny. I would beg my parents to please let me go to their job, and they didn't understand why I was one of the four kids that actually wanted to go work with them. But I really like to be around people. I like to learn about God. I like to teach people how to pray. I just love to see my mom transform people from being broken to now finally being renewed and to kind of have a sense of faith and knowledge of God. And so I always knew that I had this in me. But like you mentioned, I didn't have the courage. And also, like you mentioned, I needed to break through and get outside of myself. I actually wrote my first book 10 years ago when I was 23 years old, and I had graduated USC, and I had all of this kinetic energy because I had been trained to write 20-page papers for 5 classes every semester, so that equals to about 100 pages every 3 months. And so when you take that away from someone, it's almost like your brain is just like, okay, well, what are we supposed to do with all of this stuff? Like, we still want to research, we still want to write. And so I wrote a book that I never even released. And the only person I told was my former boss, Steve Harvey. And he read the book and he thought it was fantastic. And that gave me the confidence to feel like, you know what, I can be a writer. But I still didn't release it. It wasn't until he asked me to help him write the book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And I took that book underneath my wing. And after I seen it sell millions and I got Oprah Winfrey to put it on her show, it's almost like I was wearing like a Letterman's jacket with all of these accolades. Like, I got it on Ellen. I got it on Oprah. We sold so many millions. Finally, I felt the confidence to release my own book. So this is my second book. So I almost feel like, yes, it took me 4 years of research, but this is high-level research where my first book, it was more of a something that God put through me, and this is more something that I definitely planned. So the person who picks up the book and the person who puts down the book is a different person. I want the person that puts it down to be awakened, to now know what life is really about and to think, I don't want to buy Louis Vuittons no more. I don't want to buy, you know, expensive, you know, cars that I definitely don't need, where instead I could use the money to give to charity. And so I hope that this book does that.
That is so awesome, so awesome. I want to thank you for joining us on the show tonight, and we thank you for joining us here in the Punch Bowl. Certainly, we wish you all the success with your new book. And this is Elvira Guzman right now, and we are so excited to have her on. She's a super publicist, and she knows how to move
markets.
Where can
people pick up your book, Elvira?
Thank you. People can pick up my book on my website, www.elviraguzman.com.
Fantastic.
That's really cool. Really, really good. Really, really good. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break from the boogie, and we're going to be right back with our next guest.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Today I did. Today Got my Nabuki on. Yes, I did.
I Nabuki only a little bit today. I only did it just a little bit. And that was cool. Wasn't Elvira Goodman amazing?
Oh, she is amazing. We going to talk to Elvira Goodman.
She's on fire.
That's right. We going to need her to put lay hands on some more stuff. That's right.
She made the punch bowl boil. Goodness. We have hot punch in the bowl tonight right now.
That's
this
right.
Like, whoa, I mean, she's at the bowl. She put new flavor in the punch right there. Did you feel that?
Yes,
did
I
did. Did you feel
her
passion?
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, she put new flavor in the punch. Ooh, the punch is hot right now. I don't know how many people can drink hot punch, but, you know, I guess they're going to have to just continue to sip on it, you know, and then go from there. So why don't you introduce our next guest tonight?
Yes, we have another lovely guest. She's going to join us in the punch bowl, Ms. Kimberly Patrick. How are you doing today, Ms. Patrick?
I am ecstatic to be invited onto your show. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, that's great. Well, today, you know, I can really build on what the young lady has said, you know. I mean, people are on this treadmill and they're so distracted and they're just like squeezing a dry sponge with their energy. It's just scattered all over the place rather than centering within. People are looking on the outside of themselves instead of going inside for those answers and connecting to that consciousness, that God consciousness, to hear the advice and, you know, for direction and to bring you closer and give you hint what your mission and purpose exactly is to be born in this time and space.
So have you written a book about it?
Well, I haven't yet, but wherever I go, I am having some pretty deep discussions with people. You know, they're so focused on the cell phone and the impersonal part of it that they don't really connect with themselves, let alone anyone else. That's part of being that distraction. I mean, technology is great when it's channeled the right way, but it's dangerous right now because people are so lost, they're so tired, and they want to find something that brings the joy back in their life, something creative. That's creative. That creativity really is love. It's an expression of the inner spirit, your connection with the consciousness.
You should write a book. I mean, I usually don't tell people what they should do, but, I mean, I just feel your energy and I feel your passion, and I want to read this book already, and it hasn't even been written. So what do you have going on? Tell us a little bit about you then.
Well, right now I'm just going to school and studying to be a counselor. When you're born with that innate talent of being able to connect with other people's spirits, you know, like someone will walk in and I'll look at their face and I'll look at their posture and their body language, but the place that I really focus my energy on is their eyes, because the eyes tell me what's hurting them, what's bothering them, where they feel stuck, pretty much. And so what I want to do is I want to combine that talent with my counseling.
What do you feel that most people are stuck at? Like, I guess we're getting into a whole, what do you feel that most people are stuck?
Most people are stuck right now because they're, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like I said, they're just
talking
about all the wrong things, you know. They're asking people for the answers. Well, they don't have the answers because the answers are different for everyone. You know, depending on who you are, what your original blueprint that you came into this world is. It's like walking far from your center, where the Father, Mother, God lie. You know, that's where they're at.
Wow, that's really important. I mean, that's like really, really, really cool. When you think that because of the financial struggles that people are having, how would you think people could kind of like mitigate some of their financial struggles? Like, what would be those steps to take?
Well, I'm thinking that making choices, the power of your choices and your thinking, because you literally create your environment with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Energy, frequency, and vibration of your electromagnetic self, your aura, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how a lot of people feel about that because of the way it's been presented in the past. But when it's presented in a way to which you have your feet on the ground, people say, yeah, I get it. You know, I get it. Like the universe speaks to us in so many different ways. Like when I was a child, I was upset about something. And I was coming home. I spent a lot of time in the forest as a kid. And when I was coming home from there, you know, the particular problem was that why do the little boys always want to play with certain things that they're not supposed to? And I couldn't understand that. And this, I was about 6 or 7, and I was crying, and I was walking home, and all of a sudden my attention was taken to this apple tree. And on the branch was a monarch butterfly getting ready to break out of a cocoon.
Wow.
And the energy of that moment was connection, where I just woke up, totally awake, with the intuitions and everything else. And if
wow.
you pay attention to your life, staying in the present precious moment, you're going to see your answers are right there. You draw them.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me tell you what happened in my house. When I was a kid and we got angry, my mama would be like, you don't have a right to be angry. What do you have to be angry about? I'm just going to tell you, my mama, she wasn't playing none of that. Listen, you ain't got to go to work. You ain't buying no food. You ain't paying no bills. All you got to do is go to school and clean your room, clean the house. And you good, you know.
Right, right. Exactly.
You know, boy, it's amazing how those two things happen.
Yeah.
So how can people reach you for support or to utilize your services?
Well, just right now, I have a pretty cool Facebook where people can study sacred geometry and energy, frequency, vibrations. They can walk the path, so to speak. And something that they may read on that wall will be that seed that gets planted and they germinate it within themselves. And they're basically starting their journey, or maybe it's helping them along their journey. But, you know, life is like a big garden. You know, it could be, like I said, the universe speaks to you in different ways. You know, it could be something that you overhear. It could be something that you look at, or, you know, anything just about.
Really nice.
You have to be receptive and undistracted. Undistracted.
Right. So
yes.
I want to thank you for joining us on the show tonight, Kimberly. Certainly we want you to visit punchtvstudios.com. Also, do a little thing on Nabookie. That would be awesome. Nabookie.com. You should create a what do they call those things? A group.
A group. Okay.
Because I think there's so many people hurting out there, and if you can create a group on Nabookie to start dealing with that, that would be like so awesome to really. I mean, that would just be completely awesome.
Right.
But we're gonna take a
no,
quick break.
No, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank
Kimberly.
You. Yeah, thank you. That was
thank
awesome.
Thank you for
yeah.
such a wonderful opportunity. And right now you can reach me at grandmagertrude57@yahoo.com.
Grandmagertrude57@yahoo.com. Grandmagertrude57. Grandma Gertrude.
Yes, ma'am.
57.
Don't let that fool you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for being in the Punch Bowl tonight. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back with more special, exciting guests I want to tell everybody, if you would like to be a ship.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
We are back with more. Right now we have another awesome guest. I hope you guys have been wonderfully blessed by tonight's show. It's just been really awesome. And I am enjoying this show immensely. And so I hope that you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. And it's just been a completely awesome, totally awesome show. And I am having a wonderful, lovely time. And I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com, and you could be and learn more about our company, and you could be a shareholder in our company. We're doing some amazing things. Now I'm going to say this, though. The Sharifa, you know, when you're doing great things, there's always some naysayers out there who say that
Absolutely.
You can't do this and you shouldn't do this. And sometimes people can be very mean. You know, and I think we do a very good job in handling mean people. How do you think we respond to that for the most part?
Excellent question. Because sometimes people, that's one of the things that I found in talking to people about the IPO, how sometimes they just say mean things, but I don't take it personal because those people are trying to protect themselves and trying to protect other people. So instead of taking it personal or getting upset or just writing those people off, I really try to educate them. I really try to say, I know you thought that this is the way it is, but it really isn't that way. Maybe that's the way things used to be done, or maybe that's the way, they happen when you're trading on the stock exchange, but this is the IPO. And when I give people information, I take the time to respond to them and give them the information, I'm so surprised how often people actually are, get turned around, and those same people have become, the biggest Punch TV Studios evangelists. Like those same people who told me, whatever it is, are the same people who I get phone calls from their friends and their family members who say, my cousin told me I have to be a part of this. And that's the same person who, a week ago said, there's no way in hell that I would be a part of, an IPO.
And I think that that's one of the things. And sometimes people post these ugly blogs, and they just write things, and it's just horrible sometimes. But that they're not invested in the company. They haven't even taken the time to look into the company, and they write these horrible things that they know nothing about. And it's just really, really sickening sometimes to see some of this stuff because it's really there to mislead and discourage other people. And it's really, you know, just something that's just, and I think we do a good job of handling that, though. I really think we do a great job of handling those issues. And I just really think we do. What do you think? You think we? I think we really come off pretty well once we're talking to people and we're just dealing with the issue.
So I think tonight, we deal with it really, really well for a couple of different reasons. I think the main reason is that a lot of people, you know, just like a little kid in school who was the bully, they kept bullying people until somebody actually stood up to them. So a lot of people mm-hmm. who have negative things to say don't really think that we're going to respond. And I think that's one of the most unique things I've had and I love about working with Punch TV Studios. Like, we are so honest and upfront and communicate everything to people. So the people who don't think that we're going to say anything at all, when they get a Punch TV Studios response, they're like, wow, the company actually came back and said, this is who we are. So I think it kind of changes people's, you know, tune. But then I also think it's because we don't receive that many negative comments. You know,
no,
we
do not. Right now we don't have a lot of haters. And mm-hmm. and I think that's really cool. And we are being embraced by the community. And I think that's also super duper cool. And I'm really jazzed. I'm really jazzed by it. I'm really, really jazzed by that. So let's talk to our next guest tonight. And let's talk to our next guest. And Sharifa, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce this guest. And tonight is Sharifa guest introduction night.
I get one night to introduce the guest. I'm so honored. Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Yeah. Tonight is Sharifa guest introduction night.
We have a fabulous guest on the line. We're going to ask Mr. Carter, if you're listening to your radio, we're going to bring you on. Please turn your radio off so we can bring you on the line. Our special guest for tonight is Mr. Ron Carter.
Good evening, Mr. Carter. I'm doing very well. How are y'all doing?
We are excellent. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl.
Oh yeah. We all need a little spiritual punch every now and then.
Is that what tonight was?
tonight was a spiritual punch.
Well, that's good. You know, at least we had angels in the house.
Yeah. Well, you know, everything, you know, in due season, you know, the scripture says, if thou shalt not faint, you know, you shall receive that blessing. You know, do not be weary. Don't worry about doing and showing off to those that are discerned. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have you want people that are concerned about you, but you have a lot of those that are discerned, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, I was listening to y'all talk about the non-believers. I can't call them all haters because some of them just don't believe, you know. It's a blessing in disguise. And, you know, Tyler Perry, you know, just to mention his name, he proved them wrong, you know, even though he, you know, showed diversity, you know, some of us wouldn't have went that far, but, you know, God used them too, because I know he do believe in God, because, you know, sometimes God will use you beyond your wildest imagination,
if you just
keep an open mind, but he did open a lot of doors and put a lot of people to work when it comes to our people.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. So tell us a little bit about you. What do you have going on these days?
Well, I'm blessed to be still in the music industry. You know, I didn't fold when I was supposed to fold. I didn't sell my soul when I was supposed to. I've been in the game mm-hmm. for at least 30 years now, and I've been blessed to have my own two production corporations. I'm producing some amazing new rap artists out of Atlanta right now. One that's related to Tupac, his name is Revelation, and the other one is he's out of Atlanta. His name is Barry Benizi Harris, And I also have my own R&B projects going right now where I'm singing my, you know, doing my vocals myself. You know, I've made a name for myself as a producing songwriter within the industry over the last 20 years. But now that, you know, now that my eyes are open, you know, and I've gotten closer to God, you know, he's anointed my voice, so I don't have to worry about no more, you know, projects not going as far as they were divinely created to go, you know, mm-hmm. because, you know, we are our own worst enemy, so, you know, we won't stop ourselves. We just got to, you know, learn to not let other people stop us in our dreams and our focus on our destinies.
Right. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yes, so I'm, you know, I got some great music out there. I got a lot of spiritual music out that has done well over the on the second round for my career. It's called Street Spirituals. One of the popular songs is called Everything's Gonna Be All Right. No Trouble. It's very uplifting. You know, I wouldn't call it gospel. I just call it street spirituals because, you know, with the turmoil that we see, you know, with the police violence and the racial tension that's in the world right now and the diffusion of the church and religion, you got the body of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, in the streets. They're not taking it
right,
no more.
Right,
you know, you can't lie to the people no more. You know, if you're not coming real with it, you know, you might as well quit it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't evolve, you're going to dissolve. You know, so I'm overwhelmed by that, and I'm in a good place right now. I'm looking forward to the Punch Television project becoming successful, just like the Turner Network did, just like BET
did. Yes, it
did.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's already happening, you know.
Yes, it is.
And I'm looking forward to doing some movie soundtracks and you know, and television soundtracks for a lot of the projects that y'all got, you know, that y'all going to be producing. I got some resources I'm gonna expose the IPO to try to help. You know, y'all's goals be met because it needs to happen for our people.
It does. It does. It does. It does. 100%.
You know, so.
I like the music. I like the idea of the music for a great show. I mean, the spiritual music. I love that. Not necessarily gospel.
Well, you know, every movie needs music. I mean, that just goes without saying. So, I mean, every great movie, it's moved by the music. You know, you need that. You know, you just need great music. So, yeah, you do get into, okay, how do we get the best soundtrack? How do we get the best, you know, the next best thing? And that's really good. I think we're going to do a bit of an extended show tonight. But here's what I want to ask you. I want to ask you a question, Ron. I don't know if you've heard this or if you've been hearing this, but people have been saying about myself and about Punch, they've been saying that I'm the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street. And when you hear something like that, what does that make you think about?
Well, just hearing, you know, you mention that, that should be equated and embraced as a person that was least expected to even show up during this time period because it's a shift going on. You know, you got Hulu,
right?
You got AT&T. They're doing their own projects. You got so many Netflix. You know, they independent now. You know, this is the time of the independent mindset and self indulgence into spiritual focus and goals. You know, we don't need a body of mistrust, you know, to lead us and tell us when to wake up and go to sleep and eat and how to raise our children and to, you know, show us how to build a business, because that's something that's already embedded in all of us. We just got to look deep inside of us to realize it, you know. So
mm-hmm.
with that being said about you they calling you the Martin Luther King Jr. of Wall Street. That's a good equation because you have a dream. You know, you have a dream and it's gonna come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what you're doing, man, is needed. I mean, you know, just think about all the, you know, all the successful Afro-American athletes, entertainers, whether they play ball, basketball, football, do music, act, whatever. You know, every one of those individuals that has been blessed to, you know, see $100 million.
Right.
If they could have, if they really, really, really reached deep inside themselves, we wouldn't be going through what we're going through as a race right now.
No.
And that's real tough, I don't shade the truth because the truth is where we at now. You know, you can't lie, you know, for the last 20 years you could lie and get away with it. Now you can't lie no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the truth zone now, and that's spiritually, you know, that's universally speaking. And that's why we got so much power amongst the people all over the world. People going to the streets now, spiritually.
Yeah,
letting the demonic and the hate and the mistrust know you cannot stop what you can't see.
Right.
You can't. Hey, there's no way nobody can stop what they can't see. They didn't see you coming. Now you're here. Yeah,
that's right. So that's, I mean, that's I just have to amen to that one.
Yeah,
that's what's up. So Joseph, I commend you, man. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, like I said, bringing some more reinforcements and more soldiers to the table. You know, because we all. This is our time. This is our time to shine. It's time for a new movement. It's time for new images. It's time for new reflections for our people, people of color, people of brown people. You know, even the Caucasians that understand universal law. You know, because you know it can't go no further, man. This is the confusion. Just like it happened in Roman Empire, you know, in the Egyptian Empire, you know, this is a new beginning, and you got to understand in Matthew 26:16 it said, "What's last shall be first, and what's first shall be last." Nobody can stop that. Yeah, that's right. You know, and I ain't trying to preach to you. I'm trying to reach you all. I'm trying to reach you.
Right.
We were into the
preaching.
I was doing the preaching.
Yeah, that's Matthew 20:16, and this is the year 2016. Now, how did God write that right there? So, you know, you're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
I agree with you 100%.
We just got to keep congregating, you know, keep these blog, you know, radio interviews going, keep letting the spirit bring the right spirits, you know, to you, and the nucleus is going to be phenomenal.
Right.
We love
phenomenal. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, because we got to make the babies dance one more time, man. We got to make the babies dance one more time. For real. You know what I'm talking about?
I really do.
Yeah, well, I know. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you were chosen for this, man. You know, many are called, but only a few are chosen. You know, and you've withered the storm just like I have. You know, like I said, could have been sold out. I could have been did that. You know, I had major deals before. You know, turned down deals. You know, all kind of. You know, God has allowed all kind of situations to happen. But when I lost my father 16 years ago. You know, he changed my whole course of my life because I listened one more time. And I didn't have to, but I did, you know. And he let me know what I needed to do, you 16 years ago, and I did it. You know, I kept God first, and that's not talking about going to church every day. That's just talking about picking up the Bible and reading the scriptures and seeking God's presence in my life.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Over all things, you know, because once you do that, everything you need will be added to you. Those record deals, those projects, you know, those acting parts, all those things shall be added to you. That new business contract, that loan you need, that car payment you need, that house payment, all those things will be added to you. You won't even have to worry about it or stress yourself out about it because it's going to be right there waiting on you.
I agree with that.
I receive that.
Now that I receive.
And I receive what y'all receive.
We are all standing in agreement that we're going to receive. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. This is our idea. You know, we get ready to show, you know, those that have misled us and misfed us, we get ready to give us some spiritual punch. You know, spiritual punch, punch television, spiritual. We're going to be a spiritual punch on them.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. Hey, I want to thank you for joining the show tonight. And I want to thank all of our guests tonight. This has been just so awesome to have such wonderful people. It's been a spiritual night, unplanned. We did not plan this to be like
that. Right.
You know, this was not planned. It's just that so many wonderful people got on the line tonight, and they're talking about power of God, and some things are just in the power of the Lord. And
that's
no matter how you want to put it, no matter how you want to look at it, some things are just in the hands of the Lord. And when they're in the hands of the Lord, there can't be no better hands to be in than to be in the hand of the Lord. And to know that the Lord is, people say the universe, but I'm not really with all the universe stuff. I'm more old school. The Lord is moving these into position the way that they're supposed to be moved. And we don't have to be ashamed of it, and we don't have to be apologetic for what the Lord is doing. The Lord controls the universe. And I'm going to say this on this show tonight. I think everyone should be saved. I think you ought to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's my own thing that I'm saying to everyone. And I make no bones about it whatsoever, because no matter what happens, at the end of the day, God is in control, period.
That's right.
And you can say however you want to say it, and you can say whatever you want to say, but the Lord is in control. And I want to thank everyone who's on our show tonight. I want to thank all of our wonderful guests. I want to invite everyone to join Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. Create your own space on Nabuki. Sell your products. Create a group on Nabuki for you and your friends to enjoy. Do different things on there and just have a wonderful time at Nabuki.com. If you're interested in being a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, visit our website at PunchTVStudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. And just enjoy. This is Friday night. We will not be back with you again until Monday. I want to tell everybody to have a safe and a blessed weekend. Follow us on Nabuki. I always do posts because right now I'm on the road, and we're doing some great things. So follow us on Nabuki.com. And I think we are done for tonight. Any last words, Ms. Sharifa?
God bless you, and good night.
And good night.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.